Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 251, the stanzas 1 and 2. It is good to sing thy praises, and to thank thee, O Most High, showing forth thy loving kindness when the morning lights the sky. And what follows, Psalter 251, the stanzas 1 and 3. Thank you. as a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Exodus 2, the verses 1 through 10. First, we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus 2, the first 10 verses. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrew's children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Alina Van Manen, who had her appendix removed in this past week, and Mr. and Mrs. John Bazoya and Mrs. Christine Grisnick and further family, with the death of their sister, Mrs. Guthart, at the age of 85. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then we have sung out of thy holy word, that it is good to sing thy praises. Then in the past week, then thou wast given many reasons to do so. Where thou wast watched over us in the home, on the way at work, wherever we were called to be. Then thou wast graciously, in thy long suffering, given unto us and our children another week of grace, a week which we can never do over again, but also for each and every one of us, it is a week closer to that final meeting with thee. And, Lord, thou knowest that that true praise, that is not to be found in the natural heart. We read in thy word of the Pharisees that were given to thank, but they were given to praise themselves, well satisfied with who they were, and no deep impression of their sinnership, and of thy majesty, of thy justice, and of thy goodness. And then it is so necessary each time by renewal, by the first time and by renewal, that we may be that publican with a profound impression of his sinnership. Lord, when we may be given to reflect on the week gone by, then we have heard thy holy law read by renewal, then we must all confess that we are great sinners, guilty sinners indeed, but, Lord, by nature, then we live upon this earth as if thou art not in the heavens beholding the children of men. Then we live as this is if our eternity. Then we live as creatures that of rights. But it is so necessary. It is so profitable. When souls may be brought down in the dust. A deep impression of their sinnership, but also of thy goodness. Oh, an impression of what they deserve, and then to be given to see what they still receive, so many bounties from above. Ah, to receive that broken and humble heart, and with a vehement desire, that thy great and worthy name may be praised, Lord, that is only possible by thy grace, by the immediate working of thy Holy Spirit, a virtue, the meritorial work of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, then we humbly ask thee, and may our hearts be humbled indeed, that we may become small, and that many prayers, many sighs may be sent up to thee, the living God, that thou may remember us in thy mercy, that thou may stretch out thy almighty arm, that thou may perform wonders in this morning hour, Lord, to that end. And may it please thee to bless thy holy word, that sinners may be converted, false foundations uncovered, but that thy people, thou knowest what they stand in need of, and may there have come up souls indeed with a need, with a sigh and with a cry, with a desire. Could it be with a little expectation? And then in this morning hour, then not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel hopes to be administered in the midst of the congregation. Oh, Lord, wilt thou be mindful of these fathers and mothers, were in the time that lies behind, then thou wast blessed them with such a precious little gift, a little child. Oh, may there have been times that the tears have flowed, an impression of thy goodness, but also a solemn impression, a child born for a never-ending eternity, a child not only with a body, but also with a never-dying soul. Oh, a child that needs to be saved, then, O Lord, then thou art still gathering thy church. Therefore the world may stand. Therefore the sun may arise in this morning. And now a special morning for these parents, O Lord. And may there have been exercises therewith, speaking to one another and on their knees, when in this morning hour they may present their little one in a special way before thee, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, but also thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, that thou wert willing to come so low. Ah, Lord, then we commend those little children unto thee. May it please thee by thy free and sovereign grace to do for them what is signified therein. Oh, as sinners to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Oh, do have respect unto thy covenant. Wilt thou remember these fathers and mothers with the oath which they hope to make? Oh, do give uprightness and sincerity. Oh, do spare that they stand not with a lie in their right hand, but may they have come up to thy house, telling thee from their side so impossible, but with a desire that this little child may indeed be instructed in the aforesaid doctrine, and that the simple instruction, that it may be blessed by thee. Wilt thou remember brothers and sisters, when they may witness the baptism of their little brother, their little sister, bless it also for them in their young lives, that they may be given to make that good choice of a Ruth. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Then they shall never be put to shame. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, with their blessings and increased responsibility, a grand, a humble heart, and may the prayers be multiplied, that thou may work from generation to generation. Lord, remember all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously watch over them, and remember the barren ones amongst us. We remember the young couple who were united in holy matrimony this past week, the first Lord's Day as husband and wife. Ah, wilt thou make it special? Ah, may it please thee on their first Lord's Day to use thy word, to use the sacrament, that they may be converted as thou hast converted all thy people. We remember all the mourning ones, also the family that have received tidings, that it is pleased thee to take out of the land of the living a beloved sister and further family member. Then we commend that whole family circle unto thee, with all the mourning ones amongst us. Remember all our elderly ones. Remember the sick and afflicted ones. A mother in the hospital who underwent surgery was privileged to return home. Thou was made all things well. Thou was already given some strengthening. Wilt thou continue to do so? And may they be given to bewonder thy goodness, her with her husband and family circle, and that this calling may be sanctified. Then thou wert speaking, my daughter, give me thy heart, Lord. We may acknowledge thee that at the moment, that there is not one in the hospital. May there be many amongst us in that spiritual hospital, with their sin-sick souls. May there be those where their condition is only becoming worse. Lord, then thou could use the sacrament that they may be given to see that there is that precious blood that cleanses from all sin. May it please thee to use the sacrament to that end, for the strengthening of the faith of thy people. May that have been the request of many. Lord, remember now in this morning, we are so dependent upon thee. Wilt thou grant thy gracious help in speaking and administering the sacrament? Remember the congregation. It is the first time in a long time that the whole congregation may witness the sacrament. May it be unforgettable. May it please thee to add thy blessing and with an impression, Lord, that our sins, that they are great and they are manifold, they need to be pardoned. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God, and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us, that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, until we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, Oh, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, as since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abram, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who has drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and has led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may, with a comfortable sense of thy favor, leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved, in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed is covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded, you are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of His church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation of Father Jacob Beyer, Mother Beyer, Father Gerben de Jong, Mother de Jong, Father Harvey de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father John de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father Brian de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father Jamie Clock, Mother Clock, Father Hank Milder, Mother Milder, Father Tyler Oscom, Mother Oscom, and Father Conrad Vanessa, and Mother Vanessa. Parents, when you may stand here in God's house in this morning hour, and then you have many reasons to acknowledge the Lord. Where the Lord has spared life, where the Lord has given life, and hitherto the Lord has spared you for one another. So Father and Mother standing here that were called upon to bring their firstborn to the grave. And now in this morning hour, you may be privileged in the presence of the whole congregation. It's been 16, 17 months ago since that has taken place, that the whole congregation may witness the baptism of your child. We have heard out of the form that our children are conceived and born in sin under the wrath of God. This is a solemn thought. Do you think much of it, parents, when you may hold your little child, a little child with a body and with a soul, a child that needs to be saved? They are image bearers of you. And now it is necessary that the Lord, by his free and sovereign grace, by the work of a spirit virtue, the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, that he may stamp his lovely image upon them. And those wonders are declared with the sacrament of holy baptism. Ah, the water teaches us we are black, unclean, and filthy. But the water that points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come upon this world, who has given himself, that we and our children may be saved, and there is a seed that shall be saved. Thus the sacrament does not only declare the possibility, but the sureness that the Lord will remember his covenant. And how has it now been, parents, in this past week? Have you spoken much to one another? Has maybe a father and mother become quiet? And that husband and wife said to one another, why are you so quiet? Have I offended you? And then it came out, exercised, burdened their little child. Also exercised with the sacrament and with the oath which you hope to make, that you feel so insufficient. Fathers and mothers, have you been on your knees? Have you begged the Lord that wonder-doing God, that he may remember your little child, all your children, your family? We hope to hear this morning of a family, father and mother, three children, and they were all converted. May you be given to ask great things. And now by renewal you have made an oath. Do your utmost that these children, when come to years of discretion, that they may be instructed out of God's word what is necessary. Then in the first place, then, fathers and mothers, we need to be instructed. Hope your children may see it at times, an open Bible and a sound religious book, that you were searching for the things of the Lord. Then in the second place, an example. We know that our children, they are all eyes. What we do makes more impression of what we say. And then when we have made our oath, when there are things not right, contrary to the word, must be included to rectify. When there is compromising, necessary reformation, let us remember families, it's not only for families, for the whole church, that it is necessary that there is a continual reformation. Because otherwise there shall be a sliding backwards and a reformation, not according to what people think or what we feel. Live not in an easy time, parents, because we live in a time what used to be sin does not seem to be sin anymore. Thus the necessity to search the word of God. What is the Lord now saying unto us? Thus instruction, example, discipline, what a tact, what a wisdom is needed, and in the fourth place, much prayer. Ah, to be given, we cannot convert them, but much prayer for wisdom, but also that the simple instruction the Lord has promised, it shall not return void unto him. Thus much prayer, and what is the golden thread that runs through everything? that is love. Ah, that your children, that they may feel that you love them sincerely, that you are seeking their best, even when you were disciplining them. May the Lord help. May the Lord remember you as families. You may sit down. Grandparents, great-grandparents, special mourning for you. When you may witness the sacrament of holy baptism administered to your seed. An added blessing and an added responsibility. Oh, we have heard it a few weeks ago. The great day of judgment. And what a day that shall be when we all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And then grandparents, when we have heard, and great-grandparents, when we have heard that these little children in their natural state, that they are under the wrath of God because of their original sins, do you then think, when you have become grandparents and great-grandparents, all the sins that we have committed and how large that wrath must be, and considered whether all our sins, whether they are still on our account or whether they have been blotted out by that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which the sacrament points to. Grandparents and great-grandparents, are there times that you are busy with it? When you consider your children, their spouses, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, how many are there now under them that you may have a good hope? It is true. We cannot look into the heart. Nevertheless, when our seed serves the world, then it is very clear that they are none of his. But for how many can you say? Maybe they do not speak so much. Maybe more speaking by their life. But how many are there among them that you may have a good hope that the Lord has begun? Should that not be the most important question? May I ask one more question? Are there under your seed where you have received special exercises at the throne of grace? Brothers and sisters, a very special morning for you when you may see your baby brother or sister receive the sacrament of holy baptism. And now we have read together out of God's holy word of a Miriam that had a large part also concerning her baby brother. Oh, has it been in family circles to say it simply? Because we have heard it, that in that family they were weaving that little ark together and daubing it that it would not let any water in. Thus, that was a united effort. And then undoubtedly Miriam has also helped. Has there been spoken of these things with the children and also parents? It's necessary that you thank your children sometime for all the help that they give you. Brothers and sisters, when we are a little older, I hope you may have an impression what a blessing and what a help you can be for your younger siblings, and that it may be used. Oh, we could give examples out of history where brothers and sisters were used, speared, is used it for their conversion. Congregation, then by renewal as a whole congregation, we may witness the sacrament. Fathers and mothers, then you have heard the oath that you have made. And now for the last 15 or 16 months, the family circles, many times they were more together. And how has it now been in that time? Has it been profitable? In that time, is your family more and more bound, round about God's word? Has family worship received a greater place? Have you sung more? And has that time, has that brought us closer to God's holy word? Or have our hearts become harder and not stay the same? Thus an examination also, when the sacrament may be administered by renewal, may the Lord grant more and more a turning unto the Lord and his word. And may it please the Lord in this morning to use the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism for the strengthening of the faith of God's people, where it may be declared that there is a fountain opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness. Let us now sing while the children are being brought in from Psalter 425, the third stanza. Seek ye Jehovah and his power. Seek ye his presence every hour. And what follows, 425, the third stanza. Ava Meredith, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jalen Coralie, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Ariella Jane, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Levi Burt, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Emery Jacqueline, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Haley Ella, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Levi Maverick, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Lucas Tyler, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Tucker Garrett, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou will be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only Teacher, King and High Priest, Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion, to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 213, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. My people, give ear, attend to my word. In parables, new deep truth shall be heard. The wonderful story our fathers made known to children succeeding by us must be shown. And what follows, the extra collection today is for Bethesda, Psalter 213, the first four stanzas. And this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Exodus 2 and thereof the 9th verse. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Our text words speak of, take this child away and nurse it for me. Four thoughts. In the first place, the urgent need for this nursing. Secondly, the royal command concerning this nursing. Thirdly, the promised wages upon this nursing. And fourthly, the short time for this nursing. Take this child away and nurse it for me. The urgent need, the royal command, the promised wages, and the short time for this nursing. A beloved congregation, our text words are taken from a time that was very solemn and very serious, when fathers and mothers in our chapter in the time of the children of Israel in Egypt, when they were expecting another child, with what an anxiety they must have been filled. How often they must have spoke to one another. How often parents must have bowed their knees, because in the time of our chapter, then they were children, the boys at least, they were children under the sentence of death. Then in these chapters, then we read of that enmity, which was declared in Genesis 3 verse 15, between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. That in the Old Testament, the devil has done everything in his power that that promised seed would not be born. The devil knew the promises, and therefore to destroy the children of Israel, all first with hard labor. But we read it is specifically mentioned that under that hard labor that they only multiply the more. What a blessing it is when difficulties, when the Lord may use it, that the church may prosper, that the church may be brought on their knees more often. At the end of the former chapter, and boys and girls, you know the history, of course, that Pharaoh has given the command that each Hebrew boy must be taken and cast into the Nile. What an awful place, what an awful condition in the land of Egypt. Ah, the respect that a country has for the young and the old, that tells much about our country. And now in our day, the unborn murdered daily and the elderly euthanized. And how far that our country has departed from our Christian heritage. Ah, we read of midwives. They have obeyed God more than man. and they have received a special blessing. And now in this chapter, under the dominion of Pharaoh, they even tell us, because in Egypt they made images of their pharaohs, that they have found many pharaohs with a very friendly face, but they have found one with a very sour face, believed to be the pharaoh that has reigned in this time. And then we read in this chapter at the beginning, a man of the house of Levi took to wife a daughter of Levi. Good instruction, young people. Do you hear it? A son of Levi and a daughter of Levi. And now we read that Amram and Jochebed, that they have received their third child, Miriam the oldest, then Aaron, he was 3 years older than Moses, and they have received a baby boy. And there are special things that are written concerning Moses in the scriptures, because we read in Hebrews 11, verse 23, by faith when Moses was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were afraid of the king's commandment. In Acts 7, verse 20, when Stephen is given to speak of the history of the children of Israel, then he was also given to speak of that goodly child. And those words in the Greek language, they mean that he was fair and beautiful to God. Thus parents, of course, when fathers and mothers, when they may receive a child, then the Lord, by his goodness, then he grants that love, and that they may be given to see a goodly child. But then it is clear in the scriptures that father and mother, that they were given to see something very special and remarkable, all fair and beautiful to God. Oh, when our children in their natural state, when they are conceived and born, then they are not beautiful before God. We have heard it out of the form that they are lying under the wrath of God. But then the parents were given to see, oh, it is not all written in the scriptures, the exercises concerning their unborn child, and also what the Lord has revealed unto them. Then they have hid him for 3 months, and boys and girls, what do you think that Amram and Jochebed have done much during those 3 months? Oh, also in the time that they were expecting their little child, what a prayers must have been sent up to heaven, that the Lord may remember them in mercy. Oh, perhaps it is not written that they have asked the Lord that it may be one who may deliver, because there was the promise that the children of Israel would be delivered out of the land of Egypt, fathers and mothers. How has it now been in the time that you were expecting? Have also many prayers been sent up? Also live in a serious time. And by nature, our child also lies under the sentence of death. Have you also asked if you may receive a boy, that he may become an office bearer or minister? Or young families still ask for those things. And a girl may become a godly mother in the home when it pleases the Lord to spare. Oh, 3 months they have had their little Moses. Oh, then boys and girls, you can picture it. Where do you think that we have found mother many times? Oh, on her knees. That you said, Lord, Pharaoh was given the commandment, and his servants are going around to find the little boys, that they may take him to the Nile, cast him before the crocodiles. Oh, Lord, wilt thou spare my little boy? Oh, Father, under the taskmasters, working hard, how many sighs he must have sent up to heaven, that the Lord in a special way, that the angel of the Lord may camp round about their little dwelling, and that the Lord may spread his gracious wings over their little family. What a prayers must have been sent up. Are we also praying, parents, concerning our children, husband, wife, our family, what a dangers have experienced, that the Lord also takes the young away, how they must have begged of the Lord for his protecting hand. And now after 3 months, then it became more and more impossible that he would remain hidden, and it is clearly written in Hebrews 11 that by faith that they have not only hid him, but that they have made a little ark, we would say, boys and girls, a little basket of bulrushes. You can picture it. Mother, also the oldest daughter, she was a little older. That is evident in our chapter. And at night, father, with what a care they have must have made their little basket. The family has helped. So it is also with the instruction of our children, we have mentioned already, older brothers, older sisters, what a blessing they can be in the family with a good example. Also when they may read, give a little instruction, be a true help to father and mother. And now that basket, it is clearly written that they have daubed it with slime and pitch. Thinker boys and girls can understand why that is necessary. That little ark, same thing with a boat. A boat sails upon the water, then it is well. But when that water gets into the boat, what happens, boys and girls? When the water gets into the boat, then sooner or later, that boat shall sink. Oh, father and mother, Miriam, oh, Aaron, he was 3 years old. What an attention they must have paid to making that little ark, and how they must have examined it, whether there would not be a single leak, because there was one leak, only a small leak. Then when they would put Moses in the ark, then it would slowly sink and he would drown. What an instruction, parents. The church in the world. Late Reverend Lemain has said, that was many years ago. Lord has taken him home in 1984. Sometime I think God's people from her former age would come by, could be on this earth and in the church. What would they think, congregation? Are we still a separate people? The church is called to go through the world. Read that in that high priestly prayer in John 17. But we are not to be of the world. Thus, may we be given to do ark, a beautiful type of our homes in the world. But how important this daub with pitch and slime, that the world may be kept out. And we know as we come to the end of the world, it only becomes more difficult. But late Reverend Kirsten has stated in a certain place for the church, isolation, that is our strength. Not to compromise, but to be a separate people according to God's word. How is it with our ark families? Are all the cracks, do we examine it, or do we let the world? Oh, we know, of course, the biggest trouble is the world in our heart. But the responsibility, promised that fathers and mothers made an oath, do our utmost also to instruct our children in the things of the Lord. Oh, Mo Amram and Jochebed and their daughter, how they must have put forth all their effort that that ark, that it was leak-proof and accompanied with much prayer. Oh, they lived in a time that those servants of Pharaoh, they have went around to seek out those Hebrew boys. What you think, fathers and mothers, if there were parents in that time, and when they heard the servants coming, that they would take their little boy and say, servant, here's my little boy. That would be awful. Are there parents in my midst that do that? Could mention many pharaohs. Pharaohs, world conformity, the pharaohs of evil music, evil pictures, Pharaoh of immodesty, what a pharaohs there are that try to destroy our children. Then how necessary. What an instruction in our text words and in this chapter concerning the parents of Moses. They have labored and they have prayed. Must have been something when they have brought that ark with their little Moses and laid him in the Nile. That was the place of death. And where they have placed him among the reeds, what the word flag means, boys, means water plants. That they have placed him among the water plants that he would not drift away. And for the oldest sister, Miriam, what a responsible task that she has stood at the distance watching over her little brother. What do you think, boys and girls, that she has done much? That she has folded her hands and said, "Ach, Lord, wilt thou please help me?" Such a responsible position. And I am so young. And then, the wonderful works of the Lord. We read in Romans 8, verse 28, that all things work together for good to them that love God and that are called according to his purpose. That is a blessed people. Can they always understand it? No. John 13, verse 7, what he doeth now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. And then Pharaoh's daughter came to the Nile. The Nile, that was the god of Egypt, the god of fertility, the god of fruitfulness. And now that daughter of Pharaoh, Josephus, the Jewish historian, he tells us, that tradition tells us that that daughter had no child. Oh, what a cross. And what a burden. And maybe she went to the River Nile that she hoped that her God would help her. And then she sought. Oh, what that must have been for Miriam. When she saw the daughter of Pharaoh coming with her mates, what must they now do? She must have sent short prayers up to the Lord. Maybe she thought it was all lost. And then the daughter of Pharaoh, she has commanded the maid to fetch that little ark. And then she opened it, and there she saw a little boy. And she had compassion upon him. Ah, that is the common goodness of the Lord, that he still grants love upon this world. Oh, then that daughter of Pharaoh, she received such a love toward that child. And there stood the older sister. What must ye do? And then she received help from the above. She did not come too soon. She did not come too late. She did not speak too few words. And she did not speak too many. And then she went to that daughter of Pharaoh. And then we read it. Then said a sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for thee? Not so many words, but she was given to speak the right words, the words which the Lord has blessed. And then we read, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go, and the maid went and called the child's mother. The wonderful things of the Lord. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ah, the prayers of father and mother. How often they have asked, day and night, that they have asked that their little child may be spared. Also necessary for us parents. Lord can also take our little infant children away when we place them in bed, and how necessary that we are given to ask an impression of it. For all of us, only a step between us and death, that the Lord may spare and care. But now for Amram and Jochebed, what do you think, congregation? Have they now asked what has taken place? It is not all written in God's word, and sometime the Lord works wonderful ways, his mysterious ways to perform, nevertheless. Or do you think it was by chance, congregation, what has taken place? What do you think, boys and girls? Do you think it was by chance? Pharaoh's daughter has come filled with compassion, and that Miriam was given to speak the right words, and that Pharaoh's daughter said, go. And then, boys and girls, who did Miriam fetch? Mother. The wonderful works of the Lord. And then mother received a royal command. Was by Pharaoh's daughter. Also wonderful that Pharaoh's daughter did not first say, I have to ask my husband, I have to ask Pharaoh. No. But she had a desire that that child may become hers, that she may adopt it. The wonderful works of the Lord. A royal command. We have not time to continue. Maybe the Lord willing, another time we can continue. But now, fathers and mothers, that is now the command in this morning. The Lord has entrusted this particular little child to you as stewards, as father and mother. You may care for it, but as you have promised, also to instruct it in the aforesaid doctrine. For Moses was the command of Pharaoh's daughter, but for you it is the command of the God of the heavens and of the earth, who has given us his precious word, and we hope to hear. Maybe you can meditate and speak about it what that all entailed and how that was performed, because we hope to hear later that the parents only had a certain time to care and nurse for that child. May the Lord remember you as parents. May you be given to ask the Lord for great things. We have mentioned it. Family, father and mother, their three children, all converted to the Lord. And how richly they were used. Oh, it is true. Oh, they had their squabbles. Think of that Miriam. Oh, when she was young, babysit her brother. But when she has become old, oh, that pride, that she thought her younger brother was taking too much upon him. Was she also not a prophetess? We shall not broaden it out. Parents, the royal command, what we read, and Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me. We read in Psalter 305, the first stanza, how blessed the man that fears the Lord and greatly loves God's holy will. His children shall his great reward and blessings all their days shall fill. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, then we have heard out of thy holy word of thy wonderful works, where thou wast cared, where thou wast spared, thy special providence, and where the parents were given to receive their little child back in their home, that they had opportunity to nurse and to instruct. And now thou wast entrusted a little child unto these parents, and they have made a solemn oath, an oath that is recorded in the heavens, and an oath which thee must give an account of. O, also these parents, they shall stand with their children before the judgment seat, to give an account of their oath. O Lord, shall their children ever have to rise up against them? Oh, bless the efforts. Lord, we are so dependent, but thou hast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. Lord, remember these parents when they leave thy house. May they not be finished with the sacrament. Ah, may there be a beginning. Bring them many times on their knees, Lord. Work from generation to generation. Watch over us in the Sabbath day. May we be given to keep it holy. Bring us together in this evening hour by renewal. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 305, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. How blessed the man who fears the Lord and greatly loves God's holy will. His children share his great reward and blessings all their days shall fill. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of Alexander Matthew Slingelant and Brianna Renee van de Veen. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. And there will be a midweek Thanksgiving service this coming Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. And the new Blue Book sermon book is at the exit. Psalter 305, 1, 2, 3, and 5. Thank you. array save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.